Thought Force in Business and Everyday Life by William W. Atkinson. Preface. In justice to myself, I think it well to state that this work has been somewhat hastily prepared from the notes used by me in certain of lectures. The lessons give herein practically being the syllabi of the said lectures. In the lectures and in this work, my one and only purpose has been to acquaint the students with the means of developing and effectively using the might forces latent within him. Personal magnetism and psychic influence. To this end, I have scarified all pretensions to literary style, all attempts to secure felicity of diction. I have felt that I had a message to deliver, and I endeavoured to deliver it promptly, clearly and plainly, without any attempt at fine writing. If a homely word seemed to express my thought, I used it. If a slang term or semi-slang phrase seemed to fit in it went. I trust that my critics will spare themselves the trouble of pointing out my many defects of style and composition. I fully realise these things. I have subordinated everything else in my endeavour to make this work plain and practical. This is an explanation, not an apology. With the above understanding between us, I submit this little work to your kind consideration. Whilst fully cognizant of its defects, I still feel that it will be helpful to some of the many who are endeavouring to overcome unfavourable environments, which it may serve as a guidepost, pointing out the past to better things. I feel that it will do its share of the work of removing fear thought from the minds of men, replacing I can't with I can and I will. I feel that I must do these things, for it contains within it the germs of a mighty truth. William W. Atkinson, Chicago, December 1900. The nearer to the practical men keep, the less they deal in vague and abstract things. The less they deal in huge, mysterious words, the mightier is their power. Thomas L. Harris. Views of other writers, erroneous theories, vegetarianism, celibacy, vital fluid, deep breathing, real progress made by investigation, not by theories, existence of personal magnetism unquestioned, a self-evident truth, results not theories, no pet theories advanced, accept nothing that you cannot demonstrate. Theories are but mighty soap bubbles with which the grown-up children of science amuse themselves. The majority of writers upon this subject have devoted nearly all their efforts, as well as their space, to proving, first,